Robot or not?
Robot or not?
Sony put a lot of money into this thing that looks like a spacesuit that they call Asimo, which is named after Isaac Asimov, which is a demo robot. Does it meet the Roomba test, or is it just a toy that pretends to be human shaped?
I'm pretty sure it's just a toy. I don't know.
It's not Sony. I should say it's Honda. It's Honda.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's just a toy, because what this was mostly doing was, I mean, the Japanese love to make something that, you know, again, they want it to look like a human. They want it to look like a humanoid robot. The difficulty of actually doing that is, like, it's really hard for, you know, bipedal humans to stand upright, you know, and not tip over and be able to walk. Like, those things are actually fairly complicated. And Asimo would cheat like crazy, because it would just be like, it would never be off balance. The actual human and animal locomotion is, you take your body, you push the center of gravity into a position where if no further action takes place, the being will fall to the ground, and then you catch yourself by taking one of your limbs and putting it in the place to catch you. Like, that's how you locomote. Whereas Asimo would always be like, it was never about to fall. It was never, the center of gravity was never pushed into, you know, if you watch it walks like, you know, kind of like an old man shuffling his feet. Right. And they got better and better with that. I think the newer ones may be off balance slightly, but, like, it's the reason when we see Asimo, it's like, oh, that's all cool and futury looking, but it doesn't really look like a living thing. And then you see, like, the Boston Dynamics things. Do you know that company?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, is that the one with the, like, creepy horse cow thing?
Yeah, the horse dog or whatever. Like, yeah, they made things that move more like animals, and they do put themselves off balance, and they do catch themselves with their other limbs. And those freak people out, because it's like, all right, I'm fine with these things that look like a little spaceman, like the Honda Asimo thing. But that's like, oh, isn't it cute little robot, like, doing the, you know, the robot dance? These robots would be doing the robot dance, right? Never off. And then you see this other thing that is actually moving around a little bit more like an animal does, and you're like, oh my god, that's super creepy, I can't handle it, right? Asimo, not a robot. Not just because of the way it locomotes, because, you know, the Roomba doesn't do that either, but because, as far as I'm aware, like, it's more like a toy. Like, it is not doing anything on its own. You have to tell it what to do, where to go. It's like a toy that has a series of different functions. I mean, I had the Omnibot from Radio Shack was one of the things that I had. And the same type of deal, only less sophisticated. It had wheels. You could program it to travel a certain course. Had some rudimentary sensors in it. It had a cassette player in its chest. Not a robot, really.
I had a friend who had the Armatron.
Yeah, I have that. I love it.
You had that? The Radio Shack Armatron?
Yep.
It's like a robot arm, but not a robot. It's just an arm.
It's a toy. A great toy, but a toy nonetheless.
Yeah, and Aibo is what I was thinking of. Aibo, which is the Sony robot dog.
Yeah, well, also another toy thing. Yeah.
Robot or not.